I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 16th. As candidates for governor and mayor of Boston tout plans for fare-free public transit before the end of the decade, a new report suggests the MBTA could be facing a fiscal calamity in just a few years, needing $1.25 billion in new annual revenue just to meet operating and capital needs. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation published a new report today describing the financial future of the state's largest public transit agency as unequivocal and unsettling. Despite the infusion of $2 billion in federal stimulus funds during the COVID-19 pandemic to offset declines in ridership, the nonprofit research group said that by the spring of 2023, the T could be looking at an operating budget gap of between $200 and $400 million for the next fiscal year. By fiscal 25, that gap grows to $450 million, and by year 2026, it reaches $500 million, requiring substantial fare increases or service cuts and layoffs. The dire forecast for the financial future of the T comes just 2 days after Boston City Councilor Michelle Wu topped the ticket in the preliminary election for mayor. Wu was among the first elected officials a couple of years ago to call for making the T free. That platform has been taken up by Democrats like Ben Downing, who as a candidate for governor has promised fare-free public transit by the end of a first term. The Mass Taxpayers report said that in order for the T to properly plan, Beacon Hill must decide by the spring of 2023 whether it will be possible to come up with an additional $500 million per year in operating budget funding or pursue alternatives like fare increases. The gap on the capital side is even larger, according to the business-backed think tank, with between $700 and $800 million a year needed to finance the $13 billion in infrastructure repairs and maintenance and $7 billion in climate change investments that will be needed by 2031. Mass Department of Public Health reporting 2,716 new confirmed COVID cases and 15 additional deaths in the state on Wednesday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 734,000, and the total number of confirmed deaths, 18,030. There were almost 120,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the 7-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts, 2.44%. Quincy's positivity rate is approaching 3%. There are 706 people currently hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness, and there are 173 patients currently in intensive care. Raytheon Technologies says it will require all its U.S. employees to be vaccinated by January 1st. The company said it will allow exemptions on the basis of medical issues and religious beliefs. Raytheon Technologies is an aerospace and defense company headquartered in Waltham. The company has about 181,000 employees worldwide. Well, the annual Quincy Arts Fest celebration has been canceled this year. Mayor Thomas Koch says he decided to cancel Arts Fest due to the lower-than-usual number of art submissions. Quincy Art Association Treasurer Kelly Cobble says they had 120 artists submit works for display during the show, rather than the usual 200. Cobble said she had hoped to hold the festival anyway, but Koch said he wanted to allow students more time to create artwork for the festival, so he rescheduled it for next May. The 23rd annual celebration was set to take place the weekend of September 25th at Adams Field. The association says they are planning to open an art gallery at the Monroe Building on Hancock Street in Quincy Center soon. The city recently purchased that building and opened a welcome center. Now, the two women facing each other in a battle for Boston mayor embraced in a hug at a Boston City Council meeting the day after the preliminary election. Even with the margins shifting between other candidates in the early hours, Michelle Wu was the decided front runner. But now the friends are competitors. Anissa Asabi George took second place as the field of candidates was cut from 5 to 2. The two now head into a historic November 2nd mayoral race. It will be the first time a woman of color will be elected to be mayor of Boston. Plain Ridge Park Casino opened in 2015 as the state's first slots parlor. Now there's a renewed push to make the Plainville gaming facility even bigger. A hearing was held Tuesday on bills that would authorize the state's gaming commission to add up to 30 table games and 250 slot machines. Massachusetts voters in 2011 voted to allow the state to grant 3 casino licenses and 1 slot parlor. The state has brought in more than $800 million in tax revenue from Plain Ridge, Encore Boston Harbor in Everett, and MGM Springfield. The State House News Service reports that advocates of expanding Plain Ridge cite competition from Rhode Island casinos. A spokesman for Penn National Gaming, which owns Plain Ridge, said adding 30 new table games would create about 175 new jobs at the casino. New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu said that he's expecting 100 to 200 Afghan refugees to arrive in his state soon. New Hampshire typically welcomes a couple hundred refugees a year from countries around the world. Sununu said he participated on a call Tuesday night with the Homeland Security Secretary and other governors to discuss the refugees evacuated from Afghanistan when the Taliban took over in August. He said that refugees undergo a biometric screening and are vetted against databases within the FBI, terrorism databases, and Border Patrol. Electronic devices are also scrutinized for any information that may be questionable, and refugees are personally interviewed by anti-terrorism experts. Refugees enter the U.S. military at military bases around the country and stay there for a period of time until they're medically cleared. More than 50,000 Afghan refugees are expected to settle in the U.S. CBS News reports that the effort to resettle Afghan refugees in America faces major hurdles, with issues ranging from the uncertain immigration status of many evacuees to limited social resources and permanent housing for the new arrivals. Federal officials are implementing a new slow zone off Massachusetts to try to protect a rare species of whale. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration created the slow zone south of Nantucket on September 11th. It's designed to protect North Atlantic right whales. It'll be in effect until September 26th. The whales number only about 360, and they are vulnerable to collisions with ships. NOAA has asked mariners to avoid the slow zone area altogether or transit through it at 10 knots or less. The whales are also the impetus for new restrictions on the East Coast lobster and crab fishing industries because they are vulnerable to entanglement in fishing gear. Well, the Holiday Pops will return to live performances at Symphony Hall for the first time in 2 years. The Boston Pops Orchestra will host 34 holiday concerts from December 2nd to December 24th with a live audience. The Holiday Pops have not performed in front of guests since December 2019 because of the pandemic. As of right now, Boston Symphony Hall requires masks as well as proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to attend performances. Tickets go on sale to the public starting at 10 a.m. on October 7th. Well, the Children's Hospital Blood Mobile will be at the Quincy Parks Department on Marymount Parkway today from 10 to 4. This is day 3 of the 4-day blood drive in Quincy in honor of childhood cancer patients Quinn the Mighty Quinn Waters and Super Ellie Nyland. The Blood Mobile will be at the Terrell Room tomorrow from 8:30 to 2:30. You can go to halfpints.childrenshospital.org to make an appointment. Check of business news, and stocks rebounded yesterday. The Dow was up 236, the NASDAQ rose 123, and the S&P added 37. Currencies, the dollar was down, the euro fell, oil at $72 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat Seattle 9-4. They will be back home at Fenway tomorrow night at 7 for a series with Baltimore. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, scattered showers and a high 70 degrees. Rather damp this evening, a low of 64. Still unsettled tomorrow, scattered showers, highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy on Saturday, high 77. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high 80 degrees. For the boater, waves about a foot, light northeasterly winds, high tide right after 8 a.m. Sunrise at 6:25, set at 6:51. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, September 16th.